He was a good man that couldn't load in by himself. That's what I always did. We'd haul wood in this time of year when I was last farming. In August, you'd start to haul your winter wood.
Mm-hmm. What about, tell me some more about plowing. What different kinds of plows did people have?
Well, the most we had was a wheel plow.
A
wheel plow.
What was that?
That's a one plow carry. Just finish a row as you go down.
Mm-hmm.
You have two needles to hit. And then you have a cultivator where you'd have one needle here. You can't wiggle one side of the row at once. And if you wanted to run a middle buster, well, you had to go down the middle wire.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't have to go back. That middle buster would bust that whole middle out. You see.
What would you call two needles hitched up together?
You call that a pair of needles?
What would you use to break up the ground finer than a plow? Something with teeth in it.
Well, I didn't never know anything with Peter Plow until here lately.
Well, what would you use to break up the claws and dirt? You know,
a harrow.
Were there different kinds of those?
Oh, yes, they use it now, but it's different harrow, yes, it's a lot of different harrow. But back in time, we just heard a mule harrow. They had two pieces, one mule could put each side if you want to split it up and have, because if you're running two harrows, if your land need harrow, you take this mule, put in a piece, that the piece. Or you can put them both together, the two mule pull the harrow. You'd harrow your land off and get it kind of level and get the claws off it. Getting ready for planting then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you ever hear of a tool called a lizard?
Lizard?
Uh-huh.
Nope.
Tell me about the sort of work you have to do with cotton.
You mean the work you have to do with cotton? Well, in my time, they did a lot of work. The time now, they said to look like they throw it away at that time,
mm-hmm.
according to the way they do it now. We plant this cotton. We get our rows ready, made up.
Mm-hmm.
Take one mule with a cultivator, go down that row. Cotton planter right behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And after this cotton come up, then we'd start, and sometime if this cotton didn't come up when you think it ought to be coming up, you take a harrow, the same thing with this cotton, talking about the harrow, and run over there like, don't see, it's got a way to set it deep or shallow, and just run over there. And when it did come up, take a planter junior cultivator, we call it. Plant a junior cultivator,
uh-huh.
and go around that cotton. In a little while, that cotton will be up there, four leaves on it. That is one of the best tools ever been used, but it was just that walking in it. You had to walk. One man walk you to death all day long and go down this road, come back this side, go that over and come back.
Then what would you do after the cotton has come up?
You cultivate it and get rid of it, and then start hoeing it.
Mm-hmm. What do you say you're doing?